Next case.
Case number 13210, Rick and Stacy Shriver seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115.42 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the south side of Cedar Street. The 911 address is 37612 Cedar Street in Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 363.02. The applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling, and we have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 3 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Greg Hastings, 7521 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm principal for Hastings Associates Design Firm in Ocean View, Delaware. Stacy and Rick Shriver had retained me to design their new home on this property in Ocean View several months ago. Once developing design concepts, they realized they were running short of space, and I believe you have survey in hand, and I believe in your file was the proposed design as well. This property, the history from Ms. Shriver, Stacy, has had this property, the family has owned this property for 35 years. It was first owned by her grandmother, and she spent a lot of time there going there in the mobile home. This is a mobile home. I should preface all this, that this is originally a mobile home park. The lots were designed in space for mobile homes. Her grandmother owned a mobile home there. After grandmother passed away, her mother gained ownership of the property. She replaced the mobile home with a newer mobile home, and that mobile home exists today. Stacy and her husband, Rick, are hopeful to design their retirement home on this property. Property, as you can see, is trapezoid, it's irregular, makes it a little challenging, but it's also much wider than it is deep. And sometimes, depending on the criteria for clients, it also creates a challenge. So once we went through the design development, we obtained and were successful creating the space. It's basically a 3-bedroom home, but it does have a swimming pool. They're requiring or asking for seeking a swimming pool and a hot tub space. Most homes here in Sussex County, typically the swimming pool, hot tub, the recreation area is in the rear of the house. This is in the rear of the house, but it really cuts into the buildable space, the girth of the house, causing the spread of the design, which works. But as you can see, as it's placed on the property, it just about maximizes the buildable area on all 4 sides. Consequently, when we got to the garage, the garage was the last criteria in the design. Of course, garages can be subject to space and how much stuff you plan to store and if you're going to put your automobile in the garage. We noodled with the space of the garage, and they realized if they had an extra 5 feet, it would make it ideal. Is it perfect? No. Could they deal with less? Possibly, but that's not ideal. Which brings us here tonight, is they're requesting the 5-foot variance for that garage. That's the piece on the right that you see in the bubble layout. It's basically a 3-bedroom home, 3-bath. It does have a swimming pool under roof as well as a hot tub. And they're asking the county for a variance for 5-foot, for reducing the traditional 30-foot setback to 25-foot setback.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Any questions from the board?
What is the size of the garage going to be?
The current design, it's 22 by 27.
under the current design, would they be willing to shave any square footage off the front of it?
The garage?
The garage.
Well, that's why we're here tonight.
But I'm asking, would they be willing, you know, instead of the 27, could they go 25?
Oh, increment.
Correct.
Possibly, yeah. Sure. Yes. Reducing from 20, the 5-foot setback to a 3-foot setback.
Correct. Because, I mean, you're looking for you're looking for a minimum that we can do.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, I think the question is going to be, one of the standards the applicants have to meet is that this is the minimum variance to afford relief. So, in other words, if they can do it less, they're required to do it less. And if, I think we would need a number as far as what that minimum would be.
I would say the 2 foot would be reducing it 2 foot, because when you take the length of an automobile, standard automobile 21 to 22 feet, and the garage isn't excessive in width, and you provide storage in the back of the garage, most people need a little bit of storage, then that's going to give you the bare minimum.
Right.
Yes.
And that's what I was trying to figure out.
Okay.
From where the stairs would be to go to gain access into the house, if you can make it with a vehicle parked in there.
I feel certain. Yeah, we could work with a three-foot variance. Yes, sir.
How many homes in this community have pools?
That I'm not sure of. Stacy did indicate that through the transition through the years, 50% of the mobile homes have been replaced with modular homes or conventionally built homes. So it's about, today it stands about 50-50. How many have swimming pools, I do not know.
But it's no longer a mobile home community, or so that the homeowners own the land kind of thing? Or
yes, yes. And it's in transition, yes, from mobile homes to conventional homes.
So is there an HOA now that there's not?
There is not.
Okay.
Explain to me, the pool, I got to understand this. You said it's covered?
The roof, from where you see the kitchen dining area, the roof, the gable, the A, if you will, begins from the front wall and covers the pool to the back. That's a request of Mr. Shriver. Quite frankly, he's very fair complected, and he didn't want the swimming pool out in the direct sun. It is open on the back, the rear. There's no walls.
Was there any thought to making that entire area smaller to redesign to bring the garage into compliance? Because that area is a significant bit of area for us. You got their hot tub here. That's 56 square feet. You got your pool. That's 240 square feet. I mean, this is quite a big property you're taking up with outdoor stuff now. I mean, they could bring this into compliance and do this very similar to it and still have it and not even be here today. But I'm trying to understand why so long, why so wide.
As most of you are aware, when people are moving here in Sussex County, they are looking for the retirement home. They have certain criteria. These are the sizes that I've been working with. They're not what I would consider excessive. The house is long and narrow because of the length and size of the lot. If we began squeezing in, reducing the area around the pool, obviously most people typically have patio tables, chairs. There's an area of, that space is 9 feet from the edge of the pool going to the back wall of the house. That's not a lot. Most cases, on the average, lots are usually more narrow in depth. And I would find it a little more desirable to take the same criteria and work it, have the house structure and the pool and the hot tub in the rear. It would be a completely different configuration. You have to work within boundaries that are set. And as I commented, we do lose some space, but it's nominal on each side because of the property being trapezoid. You try to work with, you'll see on the right side where we've offset bathroom, the walk-in closet to follow that angle. And we did so on the left-hand side.
Square footage of the living space?
Sorry?
What's the square footage of the living space? Is that on there?
The living space?
Yes.
Yeah, the first floor plan, it appears to say living area on the first floor plan says 2,728 square feet. Is that correct, Mr. Hastings?
Yes.
And then the second floor is
776.
Deck is almost half of that.
That's correct.
Mr. Hastings, one of the things that this board has to consider is that once this property is vacant, there's case law that says if you have a blank slate upon which to work, you should really work within the building envelope that you're given. And one of the things that I noticed when I looked at the tax map on this property and compared it with others in the neighborhood, doesn't appear to be much different in size and shape from others. Is that correct?
There are a lot of properties, a lot of configuration, a lot of size in Sussex County. I consider the average buildable lot today maybe around 15,000 square feet. This lot's 11.5.
Well, I can tell you this, the county has a small lot ordinance, so if a lot was less than 10,000 square feet, there would be reduced setbacks.
Right.
So it is not under that. So, but I'm looking at also this neighborhood too, because one of the things that we also are very mindful of here at the board is that when we're giving variances, we want to make sure that we're not creating a situation where we're creating a precedent within a neighborhood because it's the same size lot. So when someone comes in with a blank slate, like this property here, there's got to be some evidence as to why can't you build within this. And one of the things that jumped out at me was the pool does not have to be set back 10 feet. Ms. Norwood, I believe it's a 6-foot setback. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be 6 feet from there.
So there's some potential relief there that this homeowner could potentially have. That pool could be moved further towards the rear. Now, I understand that that may not provide the cover that your clients have seem to be indicating that they want. But there is some building envelope relief there from which they could perhaps put that structure on the property yet still have some more room within the building envelope. Was that something that you looked at?
We had multiple revisions, renditions, and yes, at the time, at the moment, we did.
Why didn't they incorporate that into this plan?
None of them were any smaller than this.
None of what were smaller?
Previous renditions, the previous conceptuals.
So moving a pool to the 6-foot area and having more space there upon which to perhaps reconfigure some of the additional space wouldn't have freed up enough room to perhaps have the garage and totally within the building envelope?
Perhaps that 6 foot, that additional 4 foot would not be covered, but that's something the my client would have to consider if he's wanting, willing to have the pool partially uncovered. 6 foot, I believe, applies to the rim of the pool, but not a structure.
Well, I guess here's another thought. Is that area around it, that decking, is it elevated or is it ground level?
It's elevated 4 feet.
Okay. Is there a reason why it's elevated?
Main reason, you see the multiple exits and entrances going from the main house out. If it's lowered at ground level, you're going to be dealing with a lot of intrusions of steps into the deck, a patio.
Is there, they're going to have some, presumably something to get into the pool. Is it an in-ground pool or above-ground pool?
Both.
Partially above, partially below?
Yeah, because it's at deck level, and the deck's 4 feet above the grade.
I guess I'm wondering, how is this not created by the applicant?
How is it not created by the applicant? That's a good question. But anyone wants, has desire to design a custom home, typically they come with a wish list and a parameter of how they want and envision that home. This is, as I said, this is a result of many multiple conceptuals and what we've zeroed in on to date, to the point that was made earlier. Could my client deal with a 3 foot minimum variance? I would stand here and say yes, but that's making the depth of that garage as minimum as what would be usable today.
Well, as a follow-up to that, one of the standards is that there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the code, so, which is a pretty high standard. There's no possibility that it can be developed in strict conformity with the code. But it sounds like there is a possibility that could be, which would be maybe the pool isn't completely covered, and I mean, I understand that's not what your client once, but is it possible to develop this property in conformity with the code? As Mr. Sharp pointed out, when you're working with a blank slate, it seems like it is possible.
Were the other, did you consider relocating the laundry and pushing the garage into the actual space so that you could have that 5 feet back by moving the garage in and relocating the laundry room?
We have played with various locations. Of course, part of that is logistics. Again, typically most folks like the laundry, the utility space adjacent to the garage. Anything's possible.
Questions from the board? Mr. Sharp, any more questions?
I actually do have one more. You know, because we are talking about the front yard, is there a gap between the edge of paving and the front property line that you know of from Cedar Street to the where the home, where the front of the property line is.
When you say gap, for clarification, you're speaking from the edge of Hot Mix's street to the property line?
Yeah, does it match the property line, or is there a gap between it?
There's a gap.
You know how big that gap is?
Five, six feet.
All right. So this proposed garage would be about 30 feet, give or take, from where the edge of paving would be of Cedar Street, based upon that. All right. Has there been any discussions with neighbors about this proposal?
I can't testify if they've had one-on-one conversation with both neighbors on both sides, because they don't live here full-time. Stacy, you know, as I'm here, but I believe these are all new people. So I can't really say for certain what depth of conversation that they've had with the neighboring folks.
And just so that, yeah, kind of looking at the drawing here, and I don't see exact measurements, but looks to me like the house would, exclusive of the garage, but the most front portion versus the most rear portion of the house would be about 50 foot deep. Is that about right? Because that would appear to be about the approximate size of the depth of the building envelope.
Correct.
And then we have the projection of the garage, the additional 5 feet.
Correct.
And then the width of this would appear, you know, we have, as you noted, it's a trapezoid. And based on the plan presented, the lot is 127.56 feet wide. And then, of course, we have a 10-foot side yard setback on both sides. So that would give us about 107 feet of width, and I recognize that the way you've designed it has some parts that project closer depending on the trapezoidal shape. Safe to say the house is around 100 feet in length, or, you know, width, I should say.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Thank you for that. I just wanted to make sure I was reading the plans right. Thank you, Mr. Hasey.
Sure.
Other questions from the board? Please have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13210? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13210? There is nothing further. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we deny case number 13210 for Rick and Stacy Shriver for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property does not have unique physical conditions which have created an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant. The application has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code and that the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. The variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood or will substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property or will be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
The motion in a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Levengooth?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13210 has been denied. Next case.